Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much. I hope wish the same to your better half.
Absolutely. Great Father's Day. Had by all, we had a wonderful weekend. My dad actually came with my brother.
Excellent. All right.
And the kids helped, you know, cook, and we had a whole day of things not on the PhD weight loss plan.
Well,
not
that, at that's all. That's okay. That's okay.
And but that's okay. Yeah, no, yeah. I do about one of those a month. And so the kids helped make food, and we had one big Father's Day celebration. It was fantastic. So one of those great days you'll remember years later with the family. They
good
just
deal.
All gel up right. So yeah, honoring all the fathers, in the audience. Happy belated Father's Day. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And dads truly are heroes, holding their families together, doing the tough stuff, often thankless. I have never, for instance, Lee mowed my own lawn. I don't know how to work my lawn mower.
Yeah,
it's there in the garage.
Yeah, that's that. My wife's got the same situation.
I literally wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where's the on button.
Yeah.
My husband, Rambo Loco, has...
He's doing a good job then.
Yes, he has certain rules he lives by. The woman is never seen pushing the lawnmower. And the woman is never seen operating the barbecue cooker. That never happens either.
Yeah,
it's one of his rules.
That's true. I mean, that's not really a rule. I wouldn't object if she wanted to try, but she never has put forth any effort in that venture. So
I did one time when he wasn't home. I was going to surprise him with ribs.
Yeah.
I destroyed them. And I haven't used the barbecue cooker.
Yeah, if you're not experienced, ribs are not a good first start.
I learned that. Yes, that's true. So, but no, he...
Hot dogs would have been best.
We both cook when we're on the inside, but the grill is his purview, so I just leave it alone. But no, great weekend had at our house. What a wild news week you missed. I mean, what were you thinking going on vacation?
This was an amazing week, and I missed you being here, or missed you and not being here, being able to go off on that. But it's just an amazing week of interesting and sad and groundbreaking news.
Yeah. One of the most interesting things to me about what happened with the bombing of Iran was Trump and Netanyahu admitting it to Bret Baier, Trump playing along the whole time to, I told Israel not to bomb Iran, and no, we're going to have this meeting on Sunday, and, you know, we want to reach a solution and all of that. He was playing along the whole time.
Yeah, this is one of those things where diplomatically and militarily, it looks like that the U.S. and Israel are doing smart things the right way, because there's no question that Western democracies and you know, the free world need to see that Iran does not get the nuclear weapons that they have the ability to attain.
Yeah, and I just think it's interesting that Trump sort of gigged him, really. And that was a disinformation operation with Israel and, you know, all the way up to Donald Trump doing it. And I was saying, like, whoa, when he was saying, you know, starting to look like he was changing his tune from, hey, they can't ever have a bomb, to, well, I was like, no, they can't have a bomb. I mean, I looked this up over the weekend. I wanted to get a final definitive number. 319 strikes by the Houthis. That's not Hamas and Hezbollah.
Yeah, just the Houthis.
And their bloodshed.
Yeah.
Just the Houthis, including over 60 strikes on our naval vessels in the Red Sea. You might think, oh, I don't care about the Red Sea. Well, no, 20% of world trade goes through there.
Or did.
Did, yeah. So that's us sending our ships to Europe, but Europe sending their ships to us. And a lot of those ships will go out with our stuff on it, come back with European stuff on it. They go both ways. You don't get to just hit ships because you're a Muslim and the people on the ships are not. And that's where we had begun to, with what was going on in the Red Sea was jihad, is what it was. It was Muslim supremacy. There was no military interest whatsoever in the Houthis hitting those ships. And to put this in perspective, where we are in all of this, because this is, some on our side don't even understand this. Where are, it's Israel and it. No, no. This is us, okay? They can't hit our ships. They can't hit our naval ships. They cannot capture, they captured three different cargo ships, sunk two,
yeah.
Took four hostages and killed them. I didn't realize that until I started deep research. They weren't our ships. They were Western ships, though. You cannot do that. You don't get to be a pirate. You don't get to start killing people because they're not Muslims. That's what they were doing. You were watching jihad funded. Do you remember Tammy Bruce, who's now is a spokesperson for the State Department,
yep.
Coming out of, it's been 4 weeks now, with the revelation, I made a huge deal of it. It didn't make big news. The targeting for the Houthis, the coordination for the Houthis was being done by the Chinese.
Yep.
That's war, okay? At that point, Houthis, my biggest fear isn't even just a nuclear weapon, although that's terrifying. But once you have Iran with this nuclear fissile material, it's going to end up in the hands of all their proxies. So now we're not just getting struck, not just getting hit by the Houthis for, no reason. There is no military reason for them to be attacking cargo ships. Not just ours, too. They hit a lot of British cargo ships, or tried to. A lot of times they missed. There's no reason for them to be doing that. They're all going to have nuclear material. And people like Tucker Carlson, who are saying leave Iran alone, what's your response for that? How do we deal with that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The guys on the hang gliders, I guess they're going to fly over the bollards into America? They going to have the nuclear suitcase with them? They're going to have a dirty bomb? They're going to blow it in one of our cities? That's what you're dealing with. And don't make Iran mad or they'll hit us is not a long-term solution. And that's kind of where the Tucker Carlson wing is. That guy's lost his mind. I don't know what he's thinking. But this had to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that it did. I don't know if this is true, but Netanyahu saying, Lee, that they were a few weeks away from having the bomb. Of course, we've been hearing that literally since 1995. So who knows if it's true?
Yeah, but I think that they were far closer now than they have been.
Wouldn't surprise me.
With the years that they've had to develop things and the cooperation I'm sure they're getting with the Russians and the probably the North Koreans as well. Who knows, maybe even the Chinese. I think that they were very close. I think they were just days away. I think that was the red line, and that was the reason that Netanyahu, who went ahead and committed to this and was willing to risk Israeli lives and blood and treasure here, to accomplish the goal, which is to save his nation from Iran.
By the way, as you're watching what's going on here and you can see the true American power reasserting itself in the world, you've got Hezbollah going, hey, you know what? We're done with Iran. Leave us alone. We're good now. We're breaking off. Now, do you believe them? No. But wow, what a turnaround. And then even, you know, Putin and Trump talking over the weekend, and Putin basically tells the Ayatollah Khomeini, you're on your own, bud. I mean, we're out of here. We're done. So Israel has completely isolated Iran. There are rumors out there this morning that the Ayatollah is already dead. I don't know if that's true, but there are some news reports picking it up that he might be. Those are rumors. Or maybe he hasn't been killed yet. They need to go ahead and knock him out. He's got to go. He presided over all of this from October 7th to the nuclear development.
Well, the previous strikes that Iran made in Iran took out their air defense. What's interesting to me from a military standpoint is that Israel is conducting these strikes inside Iran with fighter jets. They're not using strategic bombers. Mm-hmm. They're using fighter jets where they are actually flying into Iranian airspace from Israel, flying in there, dropping their bombs, destroying the facilities that are visible on the ground, and taking them out. And at some point, they may have some losses. I haven't heard about it. So Iran has no air defenses left, period. They are completely at the mercy of the Israeli Air Force at this point.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that. I mean, I think they ought to just go ahead and solve all the problems here.
There's one issue left. Mm-hmm. That is the underground facilities that Iran has, where they probably still have the enriched uranium and have their most top secret stuff. There's only one way to get to that, and that's with U.S. B-2 bombers flying over with that massive ordnance bomb. I think it's like a 30,000-pound bomb that has to be dropped from a high altitude and a B-2 is the only thing that can get in there to do that. And that would be the so-called bunker buster that could take that out. Other than another nuclear weapon, there's no other way to actually get to that and eliminate that. That's the final nail in the coffin. It's going to be interesting to see if that happens, because Israel does not have the capability to do this. We are the only nation that has this. So on this scale, and has the ability now, today, this hour, to do that. So it's going to be interesting to see if that actually occurs. But there's the distinct possibility there could be regime change in Iran. They were already politically destabilized. There's been protests going on in the country well before this attack that Israel conducted. So they got problems, big problems.
And Lee, Trump hinted this weekend, there at the possibility of, hey, we could end up part of this. We could end up doing some of the bombing. And to me, that looked like him sort of really emphasizing to the American people, including his own base, because he's been the only president to not start a war, right? He wants to keep that mantle. That's very important to him. I mean, you saw that even a few weeks ago when he's basically, lecturing the world, hey, we can't go in, overthrow everybody and install a democracy. Yeah. We've learned that. We're not doing that. And that was during his, trip to Saudi Arabia, right? So that's how he wants to be seen.
Right.
That's who he wants to be. So he wants to good and emphasize the idea of, no, this is not us. This is Israel. They're doing it. But you're right. If there's anything that needs to be cleaned up, that's going to have to be us, like you said. So, yeah, he's kind of in a way preparing, I think, the public.
And we are defending Israel. We're assisting them with the anti-missile protection, because there's obviously a limit. And that's the game that Iran is playing here. It's a war of attrition. They've got enough ballistic missiles where they can keep lobbing them. And Israel has a limited supply, obviously, of the defensive missile systems. And there's a limit to that. But with us helping, that sort of takes away the advantage Iran has there.
I guarantee you, too, I'll make a prediction on this, that we've been helping a lot more up till now than has been disclosed.
Oh,
we'll find out in 6 months, 8 months.
Right.
We were deeply involved in this, more than just Trump knew about it and okayed it, like much more than that. But that's okay. That's good. That's fine.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.